We did manage to reach 31-year-old Ahmed in the Libyan capital of Tripoli just a little while ago. He was among the protesters heading toward Green Square last night when there was rock throwing between pro and anti-government groups. And he says people started shooting at them with machine guns from a car. He says public workers were trying to just clean up the streets. And I asked him about the reports that many people in Tripoli are staying in their homes today because of the violence last night, and also if he'd seen these helicopter attacks on people that we'd been hearing about.
Yeah, we heard them. We didn't see them. We just saw them in the sky, the helicopters going up and down. But they're staying in their homes just to regroup. Tonight they will all be out again.
Well, and tell us what else you're seeing. We're hearing reports of, again, these helicopters firing on people, and also reports of mercenaries wearing yellow hard hats brought in from outside the country. What are you seeing?
This is the key issue. The mercenaries. They're all over the place. Two days ago they were following us. Once they attacked us, they were running away. They were following them into the small streets. They were gunning down people. It's chaos. The mercenaries are the biggest issue in this battle we're having right now.
How do you know they're from outside the country?
Well, a lot of them have been caught. A lot of them are unable to. They don't speak Arabic. They're speaking mostly French or different languages. We have this footage of them all over the net. We have friends with footage of them trying to upload it. The internet's a bit hard. But we know they're Africans. I mean, we know the Libyans. They're not Libyans.
Yeah, Ahmed, what's the biggest complaint of people on the streets? I mean, we've been hearing it, but I want to hear it from you. What's the biggest complaint?
The biggest complaint, people tried to speak peacefully. They were unable. Now they're being gunned down. I mean, they're taking lives as if it's irrelevant. People are being gunned down all over the place. And once they're gunned down, they're unable to get any treatment. Hospitals are unable to, in their full capacities. And after that, even with deaths, they're not giving the bodies back. We have a lot of martyrs down, and the families aren't able to get the bodies back. It's nothing like happened in other countries. There were small protests, there was a bit of fire. We're being gunned down. This is an internal, it's a bloodshed. It hasn't happened since the days of Rwanda when you're talking, you made movies about this. It's as bad as that. People are being gunned down, machine guns, bullets. They're not using the normal bullets that you use on humans. They're using anti-aircraft missiles. They're using the strong bullets that are going right through walls. I mean, it's bullets. I mean, there's all types of things. There's not things you use on your own people. It's nothing like we saw in Tunis or Egypt.
Yeah, in Egypt in particular, we saw some attacks on people. But this sounds like it's much more. And you're saying
a country of 85 million, there was around 300 dead. We had 300 in one city of 200,000 and 100,000. It's a massacre here.
So, but do you think, Ahmed, this is going to bring more people onto the streets or drive them back into their homes? What do you think?
No. The only city now that it's under a bit of siege is Tripoli. Scared. The rest of Libya has stood up and they've had enough. They're governing themselves now, and at the end of it, they won't leave Tripoli to be taken like this.
Yeah.
Tripoli now is scared in the day, but at night, all the young people, the old people, everyone's out. And the bravery comes out and the courage is out, and at night, everyone's back on the streets.
Ahmed, tell us about something else we're hearing, that in Libya, there's sort of this division among people, that people have more allegiance to their particular tribe than, let's say, a national allegiance. Is that not true?
This is something Gaddafi tried to inspire when he came back into power. There's still a bit of allegiance to your tribe, but overall, Libya is first. I mean, they're trying to make a bigger situation out of this tribal business and to turn it into a big political, to scare the people. It's more scare tactics, so people aren't. Are worried that once they leave, they're going to break up. It's not going to exist. This is something that he's trying to, or Saif in particular, tried to put into the media and to have it spread, which he's been successful at doing so far, but it's completely false. People of Libya are completely united in this.
Well, and his son did the same thing in that early morning televised speech.
Exactly.
Yeah. And by the way, what are Libyans' thoughts on Muammar Gaddafi's son? The speech seems somewhat rambling.
I had a lot of people. There's two things. The first thing, there were the people that are neutral. They said, we don't care, we're going to stay home. Once they saw the mercenaries, they completely flipped. They became passionate about getting rid of him. The second thing was that speech. I mean, once people heard that, it had the complete counter effect. If he's pointing with a finger, it's almost like, telling off school children. People were infuriated by that speech.
He was saying things like there's going to be only chaos. Libya will fall into divided chaos because, again, of this sense of tribal allegiances.
He was saying this type of stuff, and he was saying that, you know, there's, we have all these contracts, and we're not going to give you any houses, you're not going to have any food, you're not going to have... I mean, it's, you know, if he dies, he's not taking it with it. It's still staying here. Mm-hmm. It's staying here. Our oil is here. We have money. It's going to be fine. It's just scare tactics. The same thing with the tribes. There is tribal thing. It was made stronger by Gaddafi himself, who tried to revive the tribal situation to get more allegiances from different tribes and to have it easier to control in general. But to have internal fighting and segmentation, it's not going to happen.
Well, what about the military? In Egypt, it's a conscripted army, yeah. And the army took the side of the people. In Libya, we're hearing again that there are 10 generals that rule 10 tribal divisions of the military, and that it won't be the same. There won't be the same kind of fluid transition.
There's a difference. There's a difference. In the main army is the Libyan part of it is very small. It's not that big, and it will be with the people. Now you have his sons. Each one of his sons has something we call a katiba. You know, it's an army of it in its own right. Khamis, he's the one that he's famous for having all these African mercenaries. Each one of the sons has leads his own small army. So now these are the ones that are loyal to him. And are still around. Any army led by Libyans, full of Libyans, will not take part in this massacre. And some of them have joined in the east, they've all joined. And Tripoli, they're still scared. But once it comes down to it, they won't shoot on us. The ones we are worried about is the sons' armies. They're the ones that are a bit, ruthless.
Well, given that, Ahmed, why are you doing this? Why are you taking this risk?
We want freedom. I mean, the Libyan youth have spoken, everyone in Libya has spoken, and they prefer freedom, or they're willing to give up their lives for the sake of freedom.
We understand that you actually have spent some time in London. You've come back to Libya. You've got a child on the way.
Yes, I do.
Are you not worried? We hear that the government is tracking down people like you.
They are, but I mean, the government said, I mean, they can do what they want. People are fed up. I mean, you know, our religion tells us that, you know, if you die for such a cause, you're in heaven. So what's my biggest risk? I mean, best case, I'm in heaven. Worst case, I'm still here tomorrow. There's not really much. That's the biggest ideology around here. That's what everyone's thinking of.
And Ahmed, there hasn't been a democracy. You know, was that what you're hoping for? What are you hoping to have?
Honestly, when you're at the bottom, there's no way but up. I mean, whatever we get, it's better than this. We're not going to get another dictator like this. We're not going to have another murderer like this. So we're going to take steps, and we're going to develop. I mean, every other country done it. Europe done it. The West done it. The States done it. You've all had times where they've had to be in battle to gain complete freedom, to become a democracy. And now it's our turn to do it. Yeah. We're, you know, 50 to 100 years late, but it's our turn.
Ahmed, would you just explain your comment about Gaddafi, you know, being a murderer? And with that, you know, what is your sense of what happens to him? Can he just step down and remain in the country?
No, he's done. He cannot step down and remain in the country. He will be eaten alive by his people. You cannot kill as many people in cold blood as that and get away with it. I mean, there was one incident in one prison where 1,200 to 1,300 people were killed in a few hours. They were mowed down. I mean, there's people, anyone that's spoken against him has been killed. We have family members that disappeared. It's a regime of complete and utter oppression. They've done the same thing that happened in Egypt. They've released everyone from prison and tried to cause a bit of chaos. They've done it in the other cities as well, but that's all stabilized now. Tripoli, all the prisoners have been released, including those on death row.
So you're saying that the government released people from prison to frighten the people so that they've set these people?
There's some people saying they're fighting. Some people are saying they're just there to scare the people. No, I mean, when you live also, just in one prison, we know confirmed reports of 70 people on death row being released. So just to cause havoc, to cause security, to make people live in fear. When people are living in fear, they want the old stability back. Yeah. All tactics.
And Ahmed, how were you able to communicate with each other? We know the internet was shut down for a while. You know, the phone lines open, and do you worry that the government can trace you back?
Oh, the government is hearing every word I'm saying right now.
No. That doesn't worry you?
It does, but once you're fed up, you're fed up.
Ahmed, best to you.
Thank you very much.